Let us pray. Dear God, as we come together for our council meeting this evening, help us to be aware of the way you want us to live. Let us be considerate of each other's views and opinions, and help us to make decisions that are for the good of the whole of the communities we represent, and not just what we want for ourselves. Help us to use this meeting productively in developing our communities. May we be clear in what we say and focus to complete the necessary tasks. Help us to work together with mutual respect and understanding. Amen.
Yep. Item three is to approve as a correct record and sign the public minutes of the annual meeting of the Borough Council held on the 13th of May 2022. I propose that the minutes be approved. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Fletcher. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? One abstention. Okay. Item four, to receive any announcements from the Mayor, the Leader of the Council, or the proper officer. I'm not aware there are any announcements. Item five, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the Council under Rule 12. I'm not aware that any urgent business has been brought to us today. Item six, the cabinet role descriptions, and I would like the Leader of the Council, please, to give an oral report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. thank you, Mr. Mayor. Welcome to your place. I just want to, largely a formality, I've just got to read out the new portfolio titles and which member will be responsible for them. So economic growth will be myself, tourism and cultural development will be Councillor Ashcroft, communities and housing will be Councillor Peters, environment and climate change will be Councillor Faulkner, and finance, treasury management and communications will be Councillor Sankey. Just for clarity, Mr. Mayor, for members, there's no changes to announcements made at the last council meeting. It is in the constitution that these changes are reported to the first scheduled meeting, ordinary council meeting, of which this is the first one.
Thank you. That item is to note, so I will note it. Item seven is the Annual Treasury Management Report 2021-22. I call upon the Deputy Leader, Finance, Treasury Management and Communications, Councillor Sankey, please, to give us that report.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the final report in a series of three Treasury Management reports that the Council is required to receive each year. It summarises the Council's performance in relation to its borrowing investments against a strategy approved by the Council back in February 21. This report was presented to the Audit Committee on the 16th of June, and the key points of the report are as follows. The Council's core investments stood at £59.4 million at the end of March 22, with average returns throughout the year on our investments of 0.1%, which was consistent with most benchmarks. Due to a combination of factors, including the continuation of COVID monies and one-off grants from government, our cash balances have been higher than anticipated, which is pleasing given the challenging investment environment. The Council's actual borrowing remains broadly the same at £11 million, which represents an underborrowed position. This is more cost-effective in the current climate of low interest rates. Capital financing requirements, our underlying need to borrow, increased during the year as a result of our planned borrowing in relation to the replacement of the majority of our fleet. Overall, Treasury management activity was consistent with the Treasury management strategy, and the Council has operated within its approved prudential and Treasury limits during the course of the year. This covers the key points, and I recommend the Council approve the report. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you.
Do we have a seconder? Councillor Barker. Councillor Barker, would you like to speak on that item now or reserve your right?
I'd like to reserve my right, please. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Would any councillors like to speak on this? Okay, this has to be approved, so we'll go straight to the vote. All those in favour? Against? And any abstentions? Okay. Thank you, Councillor Sankey. The next item is to appointment of a Staffordshire County Council member to serve on the Scrutiny, Environment and Health and Wellbeing Committee. I now call upon the Leader of the Council.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I've liaised with the Leader of the Staffordshire County Council, and he's advised that he would like Councillor Philip Atkins to be proposed, so I'm happy to propose Councillor Philip Atkins be appointed.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor Ackroyd. Does anybody wish to speak on this item? Okay, we'll go to the vote then. All those in favour? Against? And any abstentions? The next item is to consider the following motion, of which notice has been given by Councillor Grosvenor. I now call upon Councillor Grosvenor to present his motion, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I formally move the motion that this Council is alarmed to hear of the recent issue where an 84-year-old resident was left lying on the street in Burton Town Centre awaiting an ambulance for over 3 hours. At the same time, the Council is gravely concerned to read the comments from the Director of West Midlands Ambulance Service saying that the service will collapse on August the 17th, 2022. As such, the Council commits to carrying out an urgent review through its Health Scrutiny Committee into the ambulance service for East Staffordshire, and will invite Mr. Doherty, who, by the way, is the director that I've just mentioned, to attend to answer questions and assist in the review. Thank I'm you. Quite happy to talk on this if you get a seconder, Mr. Mayor, at this point, and come back at the end.
Okay. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Hall, do you wish to speak on this now?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We know that ambulance services in general are in difficulty, but the comments from the Director of the West Midlands Ambulance Service are alarming, and I support the proposal for a scrutiny review.
Thank you. Are there any other people that would like to speak? Councillor Metcalfe.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I think I share, and I think we probably all do share concerns about the state of the ambulance service at the moment. However, these issues aren't unique to East Staffordshire. They appear to be across the entire West Midlands Ambulance Service. Given that the West Midlands Ambulance Service includes Staffordshire, which has 8 councils, Shropshire, Telfordshire, and a number of others, potentially there could be 20, 30, 40 scrutiny committees all investigating. And in the real world, when you've got an organisation in crisis, you need to spend a little bit of time dealing with the organisation, not going to the same meeting umpteen times. I therefore suggest that the proper vehicle for this is the County Scrutiny Committee. And as a result, I'd like to propose an amendment to the proposal, which basically will delete the last paragraph starting at the same time, and to replace it with, "This council acknowledges the issues facing West Midlands Ambulance Service. As such, the council asks the Cabinet Member for Communities and Housing to raise this problem as an urgent and important item for consideration by the Health and Care Overview and Scrutiny Committee at Staffordshire County Council."
It's fine, it needs to be signed.
Yeah. Can you sign it, please? Do we have a seconder for this amendment? Councillor Ackroyd. Would you like to speak on the amendment now, Councillor Ackroyd?
Yes, Mayor. I totally agree with the sentiments of this motion, but I also agree with the expressions that Councillor Metcalfe has made. But it is not appropriate for the Scrutiny Committee of East Staffordshire Borough Council. And in fact, I can report that it is for scrutiny at the Overview and Scrutiny Committee at Stafford on the 19th of September. So it is down to be scrutinised there already. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to speak? Councillor Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I can give assurances that I will ensure that this item is addressed and on the agenda on September the 19th. I will attend the meeting and ensure that the item is fully researched and addressed.
As a point of order, Mr. Mayor, could you just clarify what the amendment is now, because I couldn't quite understand from Councillor Metcalfe what the amendment was.
Okay, it's to, "This council is alarmed to hear of the recent issue where an 84-year-old resident was left lying on the street in Burton Town Centre, awaiting an ambulance service for over 3 hours. The council acknowledges the issue facing West Midlands Ambulance Service. As such, the council asks the Cabinet Member for the Communities and Housing to raise this problem as an urgent and important item for consideration by the Health and Care Overview and Scrutiny Committee at Staffordshire County Council."
Can I propose a further amendment to that?
Well,
everyone's put this amendment to the vote. You can propose another amendment.
Yeah.
So you can have two amendments on at the same time. Yeah. Because the First Amendment has been seconded, it's this live now. You can propose it, but you've got to put the First Amendment to the vote first.
Okay. Would you like to propose your second amendment, but I'm going to vote on them?
Yeah, so. Mr. Mayor, I'm fully prepared to accept what Councillor Metcalfe has said with regards to the amendment. All I'd like to do is add at the end, he had a next section which says, with a report back to this council at its appropriate council meeting. After that, I think it's important these councillors, it may be dated at the Staffordshire County Council Health and Wellbeing Board, but I think it's important to report back, it comes back to this council.
Yeah. Can I have you? Thank you.
Just add that at the end.
Yeah, thank you.
It is, yeah, I think.
Yeah. Councillors, my decision is that I think that we will vote on the second amendment together with the first amendment. So we're just adding the word to the original amendment with the report back to this council, and I think that's quite fair. So we're going to add, Councillor Allen.
I'm happy to second the amendment of the amendment.
Okay. So, are we voting on the amendment of the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, councillors, so we're going to take a vote on the amendment of the amendment, which basically puts the two amendments together, which I'm quite happy with, and I think that's very fair. So, can I have all those in favour, please? Any against? One against? Any abstentions? Thank you. It's a long time since we've done this, but item 10. There are no questions from
members. But Mr. Mayor, we will.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
What's the debate on the motion we've just passed? I thought we've approved it.
Sorry.
Right, he wants to debate what we've just approved.
Yes, please.
We've approved the motion. It's been voted on now, hasn't it? So it's substantive.
Yeah.
It's being voted on, members, and that, as far as I'm concerned, there's no more debate. Excuse me, leader.
Happy to just, as a, in terms of just procedure, point of order, Madam Mr. Mayor. Sorry, I will get you. Such an impact, Councillor Ackroyd. Satisfied that we've approved the amendment.
Yep.
We now need a debate on the substantive.
Okay, we will now debate the substantive motion, which has been got the amendments. Would anybody like to speak on that motion? Councillor Grosvenor.
Yeah, thanks. I do think it's important that we debate it, because I know it's going to be discussed by the relevant authority that we've now spoken about, but that's not this authority. And I think these councillors in this room need to have a debate, need to discuss the concerns they've got, that hopefully members who involved with Staffordshire County Council and involved with the health and wellbeing board, Staffordshire County Council, can influence that discussion when it comes based on the comments made by East Staffordshire Borough Councillors that represent East Staffordshire Borough Council residents. We heard from your chaplain at the start of the meeting that we should do things which are for the good of the community we represent. And I think, you know, councillors, as I've said, we need to debate the issues. It is concerning that the ambulance service is struggling. I appreciate that there are other issues which impact on that. But it's important that we understand what those issues are and what we as a local authority can do to try and help the ambulance service and the health sector through the difficult period that it's going through. I haven't got a declaration to make, but personally I have recently suffered with a difficult ambulance service. I had cause to, without going into too much detail, caused the ambulance service at 2 o'clock in the morning for a particular issue that I was struggling with, and they didn't come until 6:30 after telling me that I had to leave my doors open in case when they got there, I was incapacitated for them to achieve. It's nothing serious. Conservative members can calm on that. I wasn't seriously ill, but I did require an ambulance service. So it's important that we understand all the issues, how they affect our residents, and that the ambulance service report back on that. I was greatly alarmed to read the comments from the director of Ambulance Service West Midlands that were widely publicised, that he felt that the service itself would collapse on August 17. Yes, it's a wide issue. Yes, it affects more than just us, but it will affect East Staffordshire residents. If that is true, and it plays out how it is, we as a council need to know what we need to do to respond to that, to help our residents through those particular difficulties. It's important that we debate it. It's important that we get our points made. And I think that's the reason why I've raised it tonight. I'm grateful for the amendments. I do think it needs to be discussed. And I'd encourage members to have their say this evening. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Would any other member like to discuss this? Okay, so we need to put the motion to the vote, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So we're going to... Sorry, Dennis.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can anybody explain to me how they can be so precise as to say that it will end on whatever date it was?
I'd be happy for you to answer that.
Well, that's not a question anyone has to answer. We didn't make the comment. The director of the ambulance service did, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come to a scrutiny meeting, but clearly they're going to discuss it at a different authority. That question needs to be asked.
Yeah. Councillor Lamb.
Well, the reason I voted against the amendment is it seems very strange to me. We're talking about potentially something collapsing on August the 17th, and we'll have a committee meeting on September the 19th, and we can then discuss the fact that it collapsed a month ago. Fantastic. Thank you.
Councillor Clark.
I'd just like to point out for the council that the next health scrutiny committee of ESBCs on the 22nd of September, so it would have also been after the County Council's one, but also to point out the fact as well now that this motion would refer the issue to the cabinet member responsible, it does now mean that as an executive body where that is run by cabinet, the cabinet member would have powers to step in ahead of time if anything did come forward in regard to how ESBC could help the ambulance service. Whereas if it had gone through the scrutiny process, it would that the scrutiny, should they have considered it at the 22nd of September meeting, would have then had to wait till the 18th of October to come forward to cabinet. So I think this does put us in a better position overall in order to respond to this.
Point of order there, Mr. Mayor. Just for clarification, Council isn't allowed to take decisions that make executive decisions, and as you've just referred to that as being a cabinet member decision, that would be an executive decision. So Council couldn't have made an executive decision in the way that you've just suggested.
Okay, thank you. Okay, members, what we're going to do now is vote on the motion as amended by the two amendments. So all those in favour, please. Any against? And any abstentions? That motion is carried. On to item 10. I'm not aware that any questions have been submitted from members. So pursuant to Rule 18, there is no private business. So I am going to close the meeting and thank you for your attendance.